Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rich Fitzgerald, Allegheny County Executive on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rich, very difficult weekend for our city and our region.
It sure was, Larry and Kevin. It was a painful weekend, and it's been a painful week. Since the death of George Floyd, and what we've seen around the country, obviously in Minneapolis for the last number of days, and then obviously it started to spread to other cities, including even in our area, small, what you would call small cities, the Greensburg and Butler and Uniontown and other places. There's no question that there's frustration, there is anger. And there's resentment and exhaustion, I think, in many ways. People are just tired of time after time after time. We've seen these incidents with young African-American males being murdered and quite frankly, brutalized by bad police officers. And I think the frustration is spilling over.
And the movement on Saturday was organized by Steel City Autonomous Movement. Were they permitted? Was that event a permitted event in the city? And did you have any discussion with the mayor regarding any potential violence after seeing what was happening around the country?
I did. I was with the mayor actually Saturday morning and then early afternoon. We were in constant communication. Our public safety folks were working with his public safety folks. And the irony, or I guess in some ways, as we monitored this throughout the day, it was very peaceful for the longest period of time, for
about
probably
2 hours.
Yeah, and then it turned late in the afternoon, on into the evening, and it's almost sound like just a small portion of people, but that's all it takes, a small portion of people that can create destruction, set vehicles on fire, start to bring, when you're bringing hammers and bricks to a protest, that's obviously not a good sign.
Do you know if that was a permitted event, though? Sorry for the interruption. Do you know if that was?
You'd have to. My guess is it was. I don't know for sure. That would be the city that would do that. But we've had protests and demonstrations in our city for many years. Most of them, right, obviously, very peaceful. Sometimes traffic gets interrupted and things like that, but never to the level of destruction that we had Saturday night.
And 43 adults, one juvenile arrested, 16 from the city, the rest outside counties, but not outside the state. Some people had initially thought that there were people from elsewhere, like we've seen in other cities, that had come from other states to kind of create an unrest. And a warrant out for a 20-year-old, Brian Jordan Bartels from Shaler. They're looking for him. They believe he and cited a lot of this violence by smashing the police car in front of PPG Paints Arena, which was then ignited on fire. And that seemed to really be literally the incendiary part of the violence that continued into the night.
Yeah, that kind of seemed to have started it. And we're still getting the reports of how and who and how organized was it. Was it people acting, kind of independently of their own, or was this some sort of a choreographed event? We don't know a lot of that yet, and we'll certainly get those reports as time goes on. The unfortunate thing is now we're talking about the vandalism, and the focus really needs to be on Mr. Floyd and the murder of him by those four officers. We all saw that just the callousness of the officer kneeling on his neck until he died, and the other three officers just standing around, not doing anything. That's what the focus needs to be on, the reforms and things that need to happen in the criminal justice system. And unfortunately, the protesters, who quite frankly were out there for the right reasons, trying to get their message got hijacked by a few folks. And then the conversation turns to the 60 or 70 businesses that get vandalized, the buildings, the fires, those type of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've had obviously major entertainment events in the city, in Point State Park, at Market Square and things like that, places like that. Why or why were not bags checked from protesters going into the region where they had started the protest? I think it was 6th and Liberty. Why couldn't bags be checked in a location like that?
I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know when, you know, I don't know that we normally do that. I don't know that we do that for parades or other permitted events that occur. You're right, sometimes when you have a private event, obviously for sporting events at some of our big venues, you go through metal detectors, things like that. You know, it might be something that has to be looked at in the future. Again, you're talking about public spaces with, you know, freedom of expression, those type of things. You start to get into those legal issues that I guess we have to look at and see how that can be done.
We're with Rich Fitzgerald, Allegheny County Executive. So, Rich, where do we go from here in the region? How do we create change that's meaningful to the residents of our community?
Well, I think a lot of it does need to be legislation's passed. And I know in Harrisburg there's been a number of pieces of legislation that came about in light of the Antoine Rose situation a couple of years ago. Those pieces of legislation have stalled, but I think now is certainly time to begin those conversations again and look at legislation. I know Senator Costa and others have been pushing legislation to Austin Davis, Representative Davis, and others to push police accountability, and I think those things need to happen. And I think we need to get to a point where when there are bad officers, and very few of them are. I think that's the other thing. I mean, we know most of our police officers are there to protect and serve and be part of the community as opposed to imposing bad things on the community. But getting rid and firing bad police officers has been a problem. And I think you're starting to see that. Obviously, in Minneapolis, they did that immediately. I saw we're in Atlanta over the weekend. The mayor of Atlanta fired two police officers last night that I guess she thought was egregiously conducting themselves. And I think these are the kind of things that, you know, we want the good officers to be rewarded, but we need the bad officers to not be there.
Okay. We just had a half hour ago the Congresswoman Hallamon from the County Council.
Council.
And, Councilwoman. She was at the protest, part of it as in an official capacity, but also as a protester. What kind of a conversation do you have with her?
I haven't talked to Councilwoman Hallam.
I mean, in the future, what kind would you have with her about that, about a dual role like that?
You know, just to see what, you know, kind of what went on.
Well, hopefully we've seen the last of the violence here in this city and some kind of change can be created. And as always, we appreciate your willingness to come on, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, guys. And let's hope things get peaceful and stay safe over the next few days. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.